Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode is called Miracle Code for Travel. When plans change, everything aligns. So I got up this morning and I was supposed to be boarding my flight at 4 o'clock for Bali to meet my daughter. And I got up super early. I've had so much to do to get ready, which I'm sure anyone that's ever gone on a trip knows, but especially dealing with animals and my business and my recent Blossom finishing kit launch and just life. It's been so many details, like 7,842. So I got up super early and I had a text from the airlines saying that my flight was changed. And I was, your initial reaction is always like, oh no, like you think it's a bad thing. And I've trained myself to be a little bit more like, this is interesting, because I know well enough now that everything is always working out for me in the best possible way, because this is my affirmation. I'm always saying it to my daughter. I'm saying it to anyone that is complaining about any changes or things that come up in life, because I've just watched things realign when you keep that mindset. And so I scrolled in, and my original flight literally is from at 4 p.m. I was leaving from Phoenix to Taiwan directly. This is like the easiest way to get to Bali. And it's a 14-hour flight. Yes, you heard me correctly. 14 hours. And then I had a 10-hour layover in Taiwan, getting in at like 9 p.m., almost 10 p.m. Taiwan time, and then flying back out the next morning at 9 a.m., and then getting into Bali after another 5-hour flight at like 2:40 in the afternoon. So I've been spending a lot of time. My daughter did the same exact flight a few weeks ago, so she's already done pre-production for me. And she was sending me the info for this like VIP lounge that you can get at the airport. And she lucked out because I prayed for her. Oh my gosh, all the things that went great for her flight, which we'll get to it in a minute, because I want to just show you guys how you really can manifest a way easier travel experience if you do these things in pre-production. So basically, this lounge that she went to had like couches and food and whatever. It was maybe $100 to get this lounge thing for the 10 hours. And so when I went in to buy it, I just was getting my signs like that it wasn't aligned. And I kept trying to reserve it. And then I found something, if I like join this travel something newsletter, you get 20% off. And I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and do that. And then when I went in to get it, I still was just getting this uneasy feeling, like just to hold off. And so I did, and I did not book that portion. And when I was talking it over with ChatGPT, Chat said, well, my daughter, you know, was very lucky because there was hardly anyone on her flight with the times, but I could get there and maybe there's nowhere to sit. And Chat was just saying, go ahead and go directly to the lounge, check it out. If you decide it looks like the thing to do, do it right then in person. So I had already made that decision. I did not prepay for it. So when I got my thing that my flight was changed, I looked at the times and now it's flying out at 1 a.m. tomorrow. So basically, you know, I don't know, however many hours later, but it puts it into the next day. And then I looked at the rest of the flight. So now I just have 2 hours in Taiwan instead of that giant layover. And then I get in exactly at the same time in Bali. So it's the same exact flight from Taiwan to Bali. So what happened was I was like, okay, I was totally validated that I didn't get that lounge. I would have spent $80 to $100 that I would have lost on that. And then I'd rather, you know, just have it all, get it all over with. But better yet, it opened up my entire day today to get so much stuff done because I was just at the final hour on all of my planning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do 2 podcasts now. I'm doing this one and I'm going to record one more that can drop next Friday. And this just is working out better than ever. So, anyways, again, it was just embracing the change and keeping my mindset always to things are always working out for me in the best possible way. So then I was like, oh no, my seat, because I was so nervous about where I was going to sit on that long of a flight. And I just called the airlines and I did have a decent seat, like a bulkhead aisle, but there was somebody right next to me. And on this new flight, I asked and I did get moved to an aisle where it appears that I have the whole row to myself. So I am so excited and just accepting it as a blessing right now that I will have my own row like my daughter did. And yeah, it's all just realigning to be even better than what it was before. So it is thinking positively, and again, keeping that reaction to be that's interesting. And I'll tell you, I call it the miracle code in action, the miracle code mindset. One other quick example I'll give you of that is years ago, I was going on this trip to the Hamptons with my boyfriend at the time. And literally what happened was I had the time wrong by an hour. And he was like super neurotic about getting everywhere early, early, early. And I am really not. I get there on time, not really early, but on time, not late, but on time. So, when we got there, the airport was super busy and I had wanted to have time to like buy some magazines for the flight, but it was just looking like this is not going to be possible. So when we get to check our bags, they were like, oh, we already closed off. It's too late to check bags. And I was like, what do you mean it's too late? And they said the cutoff was like 5 minutes ago. And so turns out I had had the time of the departure wrong by an hour. Okay. And I normally, when I'm on my own, like I roll with things and it all works out. But I was like, he's going to be so mad at me because, again, he would have been there way earlier than I would have. And so instead of like going into a really dark, you know, worry vibration, I just stayed super positive, not even really positive. I just stayed neutral. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I said, well, what can we do? And immediately it was resolved. The guy was like, okay, well, we're going to put you on this flight instead that leaves literally like about at the time that I had bought. And it got in an hour earlier and I had time to get my magazines. So it was so great because it all just realigned to be even better. So I took like what could have been a disaster and by not reeling and hooking into all the energy of, you know, stress and this is a bad thing, it all just turned back around. So I told you I had kind of done like some pre-production for my daughter because she was flying by herself and she was super, super nervous about it all. So I did a bunch of prayers for her that everything would go well. We did it, you know, over and over. And I did even do like this group prayer thing, which I'll tell the story super quick right now. And I'm going to tease my next episode because I was at the little chapel last Sunday, or I don't know if it was 2 Sundays ago by now. And After the service, they have a lunch where everybody can go and sit at different tables. And I was at a table with two of my good friends. And then Becky Dvorak, oh my gosh, I wrote about her in my book. I manifested her being there, which I'm going to tell this whole story in my next podcast. But we were all at this table with two other new women that I met that were just unbelievable. And our friend Teresa, which I'm going to tell this story, like I said, in the next episode, is going through something really horrific. And we all just kind of held hands at the, we held hands and said some prayers for Teresa. And then I was just like inspired to ask for a prayer for my daughter. And again, just with everything that's going on in the world too, I wanted her to be safe. And so we all held hands and did this amazing prayer for her too, that she would be protected and that, you know, everything would work out to her advantage. I added in stuff that she would be blessed on her flights and everything would go smooth and easier than she thought. And using the miracle code, which I've explained in my book, Beauty Revival, and in prior episodes, it's a combination between praying, you know, getting someone to come into agreement with you, which is why I like holding hands and doing it with everyone was so powerful. And then standing on God's word, I always throw in there, you know, something that's your words, Lord, your word says no weapon formed against us will prosper. I stand on Psalm 91. And then the visualizing. So with my daughter, we had done visualizing where we pretend that what we wanted to have happened already happened. And then we like celebrate it. So she would shoot me a text and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, the flight was the easiest it's ever been. It went so smooth and easy. And oh my gosh, I got upgraded and I was sitting next to the nicest people. So we just like cover all aspects and do it like in a visualization. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then clapping emojis, like we get the whole energy going. So we did this prayer at church at the lunch afterwards for her safety, for her protection, that if anything, you know, were to happen with everything going on in the world, that doors would open for her and that everything would be protected. So when she got on her flight, oh, it was so hard. She was so adorable. We were like waving and, you know, I watched her go all the way through the baggage claim and she was just feeling very fragile and just, you know, about to embark this like 30-day trip by herself, which is truly amazing. And I'm so excited for her still. But anyway, so everything went so great. She got on the flight. She got her own row to herself. When she got off the flight, she told me it could not have been easier. She slept the entire time and her trip has just been like blessed beyond measure. She literally got this driver that the hotel, the first place she was staying at, sent a driver for her. And it's this amazing guy. And basically, she's had him for the whole trip. And he takes her everywhere she needs to go. He's super protective. If she's in a spa treatment or at an excursion like the Monkey Forest, he waits for her, makes sure, you know, she crosses the street safely. She had a textiles class that she was doing. And he literally like came in and made sure everything was safe. And it was such an answered prayer. And the cost is just crazy how low it was. Like one day she had him for 7 hours and it was $40. And so just the peace of mind it's given me that she's had this driver and that the quality of the person that he is. And even when he couldn't make it, he sent his cousin and his cousin's been amazing. So I'm already set up when I get there to have this same driver picking me up and taking me to where she is. So anyways, truly, like it's so much more than you could ask for because there's so many, you know, unknown things that could happen. And so I call it like, and part of my prayer is just, you know, God just knows he's ordering our steps. He gets there before us and sets everything up. And One other thing I want to mention before I tell you a little bit more about Bali and my daughter's mission and how things are coming into alignment too, before I forget, because I love this visualization, this visual, it's not really a visualization, but I was listening to this video recently on Neville Goddard. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Neville Goddard, but you should check him out. He has just amazing videos on manifestation, but it's all like, you know, being in alignment with your mission and like walking in your life, like every step you take is ordained, you know, like with such authority, and how like the universe will respond in a way that, you know, is so much higher and better than you can do on your own. It's kind of like co-creating with the universe. And it was talking about when something happens that isn't going right, and you know, you feel like you're failing at whatever it is. It could be like, you know, for me, a business opportunity, like it looks like it's not working. And Neville Goddard was calling it like a shadow, like seeing it as a shadow. And it's just like your path is clear. Whatever you're going to do is bright. You have victory in every situation, but shadows will come up that are, you know, resistance. And it's just something that you ignore, and you'll keep going forward to your destination, like with victory. So now when something seems to be a negative, and I just look at it as a shadow, and I love that because it doesn't have any power over you to hook you in to, again, I always talk about the renewing of your mind, going down a dark road of fear. And I still do it too. Sometimes, you know, I'll start to worry about this, that, whatever, 100 things that could go wrong. But that is just the shadows coming in, and you have to take authority over it and stay positive. I have an episode called 211, The Miracle of 211, and I call that thinking positively. And I'm just so lucky that I have this like system in place with the universe. Like if I start to go down a negative road, my phone will ring and the phone number will have 211 in it, or I'll open up an email and it's 211. I'll see 211, and it's just reminding me, like, think positively. We have so much more power over what's happening to us than we think in so many categories. And my next episode is going to be so great because we're going to show you, I think I'm calling it the miracle code in emergency situations, because we have turned stuff around with some very serious, scary stuff. So back to Ellie in Bali, the last thing I'm going to share is one of the prayers that I've had for my daughter is just that she would be aligned with her mission, because she's so talented as a designer and an artist, and she's so creative and she's so sensitive. She has the biggest heart on the planet. She's always adopting kittens, and she gets so attached. You know, the last two kittens that she fostered through the Humane Society, turns out they had like heart conditions, and just it was so emotionally draining, just devastating to see these adorable little kittens and then here they may be put down, or, you know, whatever the details are around it. And her heart is so huge. She was leaving for Bali and, you know, said, here's my safe, all of her cash she had saved. She's like, whatever needs to happen with the kittens, like, I will pay for it. There's no way my money is better spent. But of course, we prayed and used the miracle code, and everything turned around, and the kittens were fine and went to the best possible kind of foster care scenario with medical help for them. So she was able to leave on her trip knowing that they were taken care of, that it was all, you know, in alignment. But still, she struggles with just, you know, finding her path and finding people that understand her and that, you know, she feels are at the same level, like with how much she gives of her heart and who she is. And so, every every time I go to the little chapel, and if you don't know what the little chapel is, I have a couple episodes I've already done on it. And it's once a month they have this service, and it's Sarah O'Meara, who's incredible. She has a book out called Healed, Your Miracle Awaits. If anybody has any health issues, order the book on Amazon, learn about her, and go to her service in Paradise Valley. But every week you get a card that you can put your prayer requests on, and she prays over everyone and sends like a handwritten thank you note and sends, you know, detailed inspiration in a letter. She's unbelievable. But every single time I always pray that my daughter will come into alignment with her mission and that God will reveal her path. And so that same day after the last service, when we were doing that prayer for my daughter, when we were all holding hands, I also included that she would align with her mission. So it's what I'm always praying for. And so when she got to Bali, she was there for a couple of days, and then she's done several different courses. Like there's one school called the Threads of Life, and it was like a 1 week or 2 week course, I don't remember. And they learn how to hand dye all of the fabrics using plants, and just incredible. She just absolutely loved it. And she's also really great with her hands and was learning how to do weaving on these like vintage looms through the locals and like these remote villages. And so she had done all this research beforehand on who she was taking classes with, but she had chosen this one woman that had a private, you know, class that she taught from her private home, which is like a little compound where like they all live together, you know, kind of a few different generations, and they all live very humbly. And anyways, she absolutely loved the whole experience of working with this woman and learning how they do this technique where they make these pieces that are like, it could be like a shawl, it could be a sarong, it could be wall art that you frame in glass, it could be a table runner. And each one takes them, you know, like 4 months to make. And they charge like around $200. But with the whole exchange, you know, to them, with their exchange rate and how they live, you know, $200 is like almost $2,000 to them. So anyways, my daughter just loved it. She bonded with the people so much. They were so good to her. The amount of stories she's told me of how good the people are. She said she's never once felt like any men were creepy or staring at her weird. Like she wasn't afraid at all. Whereas here, that's always something that she has to deal with. And she said it's just been so nice to have a break and feel safe, like in her body. So she wanted to help this village. And so she did a post on her Instagram for the woman that does the weaving. And she was able to sell like 8 of those pieces for her. And it was just so amazing for her because she just saw all the people around her that really wanted to support her. My mom being one of them. My mom is a saint and an angel. And just different people, you know, like her guy friend's mom, people that just have a heart and that could connect to the story that you're buying something that is literally like giving them so much support. So she sent me this text and it said, and it was a picture of the woman in the village and the loom. And it just said, you know, I've never been happier in my life. I feel like I've connected to my mission. I just want to stay here forever. I just want to help these people and do it in a way where she's combining, you know, what they do with what she does. And so it was just the answered prayer to all of it. So I just can't even tell you how how relieved I was, you know, that something that started off as what could be a super scary trip, you know, a lot of people saying, you're letting her go fly that far. And she just turned 24 on this trip. And she said to me, I'm not asking your permission, like I'm going. So my only choice was to go at, for the end of it or part of it and at least be there to support her. And it's just worked out so well. And it's because we prayed about it and because everything has just been so magical. Also, I'll mention that one of the reasons she felt the trip was aligned is because in Bali, one day a year, they have something that's called like the Day of Silence. And basically, the entire island shuts down, even the airports, every business, every restaurant completely shuts down. And they have this huge parade the night before, like kicking it off. And it has to do with like, demons, and they're Hindus, so their religion, I don't completely understand, but they have this thing where like all the demons are coming out and then they all go into silence so that the demons pass over the island and don't know that they're there. I don't know if I'm telling this exactly right, but that's kind of the vibe. And it's fireworks and I mean, just so over the top. So she was there for the parade and got to see all of that. And then on her birthday, March 19th was the exact day of this Day of Silence. So and she was joking when she was making the flight that all she wants is peace. And so we're like, okay, you're getting it. So she was there by herself, but she picked this like firefly village, this remote village to be at on the day of her birthday. And I mean, every photo video she sent me is just over the top, like these beautiful private villas with her own pool and koi pond. And, you know, the service is unbelievable. And the people are just so service oriented and appreciative of tourists coming and supporting their villages. And so she said she was the only person staying at this resort, and the whole family was like taking care of her and they were cooking for her, and it was on her birthday. And she had mentioned that when she checked in. And so she sent me a video that night, and it was on the Day of Silence, but she was sitting on the porch by herself, and the little girls came out from the house and they had a cake for her and they were singing happy birthday. And I got to see her whole reaction, which was so heartfelt. And then they brought her in their hands all of the fireflies. And she just said it was just one of the most magical experiences of her life. And yeah, so anyways, I just love sharing that because to me, it wasn't just a trip. It was the mission behind the trip. It was just something bigger. So anyways, the miracle code for travel for me is about staying open instead of reactive and trusting that things are happening for you, not to you. So I will be getting on my flight at 1 a.m. If you guys want to say a prayer that things align and that we stay safe and that we're able to bless the people there. I'm excited to go see these places now and do some videos and check back with you guys, and thinking maybe even in the holiday season, I can bring some back here and have them at my holiday trunk shows. It would be so cool to support them. So I also want to thank everyone who bought the Flossom Finish kit that we just launched. That has been so exciting. If you guys listened to my episode about it, it was so much work, but that all came together great. Orders have been going out every day. I'm so grateful to everyone. We have people ordering worldwide, which is exciting. And then if you need any support with the Flossom Finish Kit, my YouTube video, I think it's called the Flossom Finish Kit tutorial. It's 5 minutes long. Check that out and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I need to promote that more and keep that going. And again, just one more plug for my Beauty Revival book. If you guys haven't gotten it yet, it is on Amazon. And if you did get it on Amazon, and you read it and you would be willing to give me a review, that would be amazing, because they've been kicking back a lot of my reviews, being overzealous with their guidelines, no idea why, but it just helps them to promote it if I get a lot of good reviews. So thank you. Anyways, I am going to be sharing in my next episode the Little Chapel Miracles. You guys are going to love this. I'm calling it the Miracle Code for Emergencies. It's just good to hear it, learn it. And if you ever get in a situation unexpected, you're going to know exactly what to do. So thank you, you guys. I appreciate you all so much. And I hope that you all have an amazing week ahead, and love you. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.